Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. City Council is hosting more public hearings today on the proposed Sixers arena. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, Mayor Parker last night reiterated her support for the project at a community meeting in Mount Airy.
The mayor spoke before a crowd that gathered at Mount Airy Church of God in Christ. Parker spoke about the pluses of this project, the job creation, the hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue for the city and the school district, and she touted the $50 million community benefits agreement, or the CBA, with the Sixers.
We've got to take care of us and take care of our own, and we can do it with this arena.
As for concerns about Chinatown,
I want to see it thrive, because quite frankly, I think we have the best Chinatown in the nation.
A coalition of groups fighting the proposal disagrees strongly. One of those groups, Black Philly for Chinatown, says the project's negative impact would be felt beyond Chinatown. In a statement, the group said, quote, low-wage jobs, $1 billion in tax giveaways, and that pitiful CBA set a dangerous blueprint for future developments to bulldoze Black communities. Now, the fate of the Center City Arena proposal is in City Council's hands. A vote on six pieces of arena legislation is expected next month. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Philadelphia woman was found dead by one of her sons, and police are now trying to figure out what happened to her. Investigators say the woman was found inside her home near 41st and Parrish Streets in Manchua yesterday afternoon. Her family tells NBC 10 she had company over on Sunday, then didn't answer calls from her children yesterday. So they went to check on her and found her body. Norristown Police Chief Jacqueline Bailey Davis has been placed on administrative leave, but Norristown officials won't say why. The Times-Herald newspaper reports there has been tension between Bailey Davis and Norristown leaders. Norristown's municipal administrator Leonard Leitner says this decision was made after careful consideration and is not taken lightly, and he asked for the community's understanding and patience as we navigate this matter. Bailey Davis was sworn in as Norristown's first Black woman police chief on January 2nd of this year. The Community College of Philadelphia is making it easier for their scholarship students to transfer to Temple. KYW's Sheriday Howard has the story.
The Octavius Cotto Scholarship was introduced at the Community College of Philadelphia in 2021 as an anti-poverty initiative. Today, there are more than 1,900 Cotto scholars, an accomplishment Seth Jacobson with CCP says the school wears as a badge of honor because it means they're helping to improve the lives of their students with a host of wraparound support, starting with financial assistance.
So they can use that money for things like childcare, transportation, food, whatever they need.
CCP's partnership with Temple adds more layers of support. As he says, most of their scholars transferred to Temple University.
We've been working with their administration to just in general trying to identify individuals at Temple who can really be a sort of point of contact for our students.
And he says finding advisors and transfer concierge staff is vital to smoothing out what can be a daunting transfer process, allowing students to spend less time scrambling and more time thriving. Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.